You need to attune yourself to what the Lord is doing in this season and in this time. There is a season that we're in now that I pray you need to utilize. That's why for the rest of this year, we're going to be teaching you how to appropriate glory. Amen. For the whole of this year. And it might sound like something very simple. I mean, it would be easy for you to just say, I wanted something like walking on water. But once you capture this and you walk with us step by step, you will understand why the glory is here. Praise the Lord. So that you don't just shout. Praise the Lord. Some things are good to be done with knowledge. And so we serve a God that is very intellectual. We serve an intellectual God that when he created, he's intelligent in the sense that when he created man, he put power inside man. When he put power inside man, he allowed man to have an ability to do things without God. There are capabilities that men have without God. That's why, if you've been around, I taught some time back that when God told Adam, when he told, actually in Genesis 1, he said, be fruitful, multiply, you know, take dominion over the earth. That statement was made to a non-regenerated spirit. In other words, Adam was not born again. You understand? And so, every man comes from Adam, and because that word was spoken to the spirit of the first man, any man can dominate. Are you getting what I'm saying? And so that's why certain people have been able to reach certain echelons of society, because they discovered how to hold what is in their spirit, even without God. Now, there are capabilities a man can have absent of God. There are capabilities a man can have with God. There is what the Bible refers to as the glory of men. Okay? Psalms 49, verse 16 to 17, I think. There is the glory of men. Bible says, be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. I would like to emphasize to you that glory is predominantly connected to wealth. Are you with me? Predominantly, glory has to do with money. Not just money, wealth, prosperity. Okay? That's why here it says, be not thou afraid when a man is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. So we can agree, glory has to do with wealth. Okay? Next verse. For when he dies, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. This is referring to the glory of men. A person, by virtue of connecting to certain things in their spirit or to a spirit outside himself, without God, can perfect the art to such an extent where he gains glory. I remember when we were back in school, there was this girl that was the prettiest girl. There's always one, eh? There's always one. Like in every class, there's that girl. Eh? So there was this particular girl that was the prettiest girl in class. Eh? And you know that when it's time for like prep or because I was in a mixed school, when it was time for prep and so on, we would have prep together. People would be walking into the class and guys are talking. No one's paying attention. But when she would walk in, silence. Because she carried a presence. And the presence was connected to beauty. And the best part about it is that she knew it. She would put on something so simple. Guys would say, where is that from? Praise the Lord. Eh? She carried on a level that is glory. Because glory also has a connection to beauty. Huh? Praise the Lord. Eh? Now, I remember she would, she was such a sweet person, eh? Irrespective of how she had all this attention from the time she grew up. Very sweet girl. Eh? She wasn't boastful. Very kind, sweet girl. But when she would show up to people, eh, there was that intimidation. Praise the Lord. Eh? And I remember one time, because of course, naturally, I used to have a thing for her. Eh? But you laugh. I will go in the spirit and check. So I remember one time, she was walking over to me, and I was with some friends of mine, and we were in the discussion. A guy says, she's coming. Like, it's okay. Act busy. So she walks up and says, hi, Daniel. I don't remember what I said, but it came something close to like apples. And she looked and walked away. And of course, my friends were like, really? Apples? And what I'm trying to explain here is that there are people, by virtue of, you know, because there are a lot of pretty girls out there who are insecure about themselves and don't carry that presence. But when you know it, when you know it, you will enter a room and your glory will be felt. That means one of the first initial sources of glory is awareness of who you are. Absent of that, there is no glory. But not just awareness, accepting it. Yes, I'm beautiful. You will be fine. And I remember the guys who would be able to connect with her were guys who thought exactly the same way. I'm good looking. You understand? Oh, I got money. Huh? So it'd show up and they would speak at the same level where the rest of us are. I remember such ladies usually have a number of girlfriends around them who, without knowing, submit. I don't know if you're getting it. And what they're actually, and this person could be a nice person, is not asking anyone to submit, but it's that presence that dwells. You see, the thing is that glory originally, it comes from authenticity. You're not trying to be something else. You're just being you. And so anyone else insecure in who they are will submit to you who knows. Praise the living God. Eh? That we call, on that level, we call it the glory of men. There are people who can walk into a room and they command presence. And you walk in, no one notices that you came in. That's not your portion. Eh? Praise the Lord. Eh? So on an initial level, for example, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 41, it says, there is the glory of the sun, the glory of the moon, it says the glory of the stars, and each of the stars define glory. On a lower level, that scripture means that the sun is not trying to be the moon. The moon is not trying to be the stars or the sun. Each is being what they were called to be. And so, as they are being what they are called to be, it is attributed as glory. So things have glories. For example, if someone made a cup, and that cup is used to pick up soil, its glory has diminished. You get what I'm saying? Its glory shines when it is used exactly what it was meant for. Now I'm starting at a very baby level. Very baby level. So that you can understand that absent of being or understanding how God sees you, you are living at a very diminished glory. Now the Bible does say, in the book of Psalms chapter 8, I believe it's verse 5. Give me verse 5. Psalms chapter 8, verse 5. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. So men naturally have been crowned with glory and honor. Now let me explain to you something that is extremely important. The Bible says that in every man, the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord. So in every man there is a light. Okay? Every man. Some men, that light shines brighter than others. The reason why the Bible refers to it as a candle is because when one candle is out, it's possible for this candle to light. You get what I'm saying? And in the church, that's what we call impartation. You're getting, you're with me, eh? And so, there is a light in every man. Now, what most people do not realize is that inside you is not just the spirit. The light of that spirit permeates your body. It permeates your body. So, the spirit is not just inside you. It is around you. In the world, they call it an aura. You with me? An aura. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 1. I want to show you. This is one of the ways you can increase what is upon you, the light that comes from you. It says, who is as wise man? Who is as the wise man? And who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. Do you have the Amplified? Give me the Amplified. Who is like the wise man? And who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom makes his face shine, and the hardness of his countenance is changed. That means, in relation to this scripture, when wisdom comes into you, let's change it to revelation. You don't see it, but your countenance changes. You see, I told you every man has a spirit inside him, and that light permeates their body. When you have spiritual eyes, you can see the aura around someone. That aura, in different intensities, is what you call a presence. Huh? Praise the Lord. Now, some people's aura is just around them, but it can grow. It can grow, cover your house, cover the city, cover the country. When a man's aura has been nurtured within his sphere of influence, the most potent thing is his word. If your sphere of influence, your spirit, your aura, covers just around here, your word is very weak. When you grow it, anyone that falls within that sphere of influence, your word can control both natural and spirit. And I was explaining to someone that the best way to grow your sphere of influence is to understand or to find a place where you are king. So, take for example, let me use an example of a married person here. When you're married, according to scripture, the husband is the head, then the wife comes next. The husband will always be head in his house. He'll come home and say, I need chicken. Let's cook chicken tonight. And the wife, provided the husband has given the money, will then, if they have a house help or a house girl, exert her authority on the domestic helper or the children. Because there is a rank of authority. You're with me? Within the house. Now, the husband not only legally has authority within his house, but spiritually God sees him as the king in his household. So, just as he can tell his wife, cook chicken today, any spirit that enters that house, he can tell it leave or come. Are you getting what I'm saying? So he can say, not only am I king to the physical in my house, I'm also king to the spiritual in my house. And I say, sickness, poverty. Now, this becomes an issue when, say, a lady is married to a guy who's not inclined to that kind of knowledge. So she will pray. Am I speaking to somebody? You praise Father, Father, Father. I speak demons. What? Poverty? What? It's still there. Because there's a priest who's not operating in his function. So what does she do? You want to know?
Yes.
Hey! She has to borrow authority. So she goes to a higher authority, presuming she's a Christian, and souls to partake of that authority and then speak. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, the thing is that you say, I sowed, but there's a difference between sowing with knowledge and just. So from now on. Now, it's also the reason why we encourage. We encourage when you're of age. Get out of mommy's so that you can have a sphere of influence. Are you getting what I'm saying? Get out of mommy and daddy's house and practice authority. When you practice it, it begins to expand. Praise the Lord. A man's spirit is the candle of the Lord. There is a light in you. Remember sometime when I taught, give me a scripture. Father, remind me. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 16. May he grant you, out of the rich treasury of his glory, to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit, himself indwelling your innermost being and personality. Now, I told you there's a glory of men. There is a glory of God. The Bible says the earth is filled with his glory. I won't spend time on that. We'll touch it as time goes on. But then there is a glory of God in a man, where the Spirit of God comes, connects to the spirit of a man. And what he's saying here is that God, from the treasury of his glory, may strengthen and reinforce with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit. Can you get me a NIV? I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being. Now, what I'm saying here is that that aura has another name. It's called energy. Energy is connected to glory. Frequency is level of communication. We're going to teach on this. People think, okay, let me leave it for now. But I want to teach specifically on this so that you can know that right now you're vibrating at a particular. Now, the thing is that when your glory increases, the level of vibration, the things you can speak to, the things you can move, the sphere begins to increase. Money is called currency, coming from current energy. Okay. Yeah? So, there is a communication that a man can have with finances. Say amen.
Amen.
The reason why that is important is because, is it possible that when you're calling money, it can't hear you? And so you shout, come to me. Because you're at a lower. Don't try. We shall teach you. Because these things have varying degrees in the spirit. Praise the Lord. When a man who's a man of God, and I told some people I've been meeting me over the week, when a man grows his spirit and it increases, things begin to get attracted, not to him, but to that spirit. When they are attracted to that spirit, if you receive money from that man, that money, because it has life, will find a way to go back to the spirit, the source. And so when that money comes back to the source, you find yourself needing money again. And so for men and women with high anointings, at various degrees, as much as the world thinks that these men should give people money, it will not solve the poverty issue. Are you getting what I'm saying? From a spiritual perspective. Because this thing has come following a spirit. So if you want the same money, you need to get the similar spirit. And that's how impartation takes place. When a person imparts, a portion of that spirit rests on the receiver. Then the things that were attracted to that spirit now get attracted. When they are attracted to that person, that's why I told people the prodigal son made a mistake. He took the inheritance and the things went back to the source. You get? He should have said, "Father, lay hands." And he would have left and the things would have followed him. Are you getting what I'm saying? Praise the living God. Praise the Lord. Right now in here, all of us, our spirits have different capacities. We have different spheres of influence. I know, for example, the first and only time I've ever been prophesied to by my spiritual father, he said, "This glory is confirmed on you now." That's all I needed. You understand? Even if you don't prophesy again, now my job is to move from glory. And I remember that day, I'd been preaching for years, and I said, "So you mean I didn't have..." "You mean I didn't have glory?" Praise the Lord. Eh? That is a portion of the spirit of a person transferred to another one. And things just start coming. That's the reason why impartation is the most important thing in this time and age. Praise the Lord. We're being simple, but when we get where we're going, in about 2-3 weeks, you should be talking to a tree. Praise the Lord. Not asking it, "How are you doing?" Because you see, in scripture, the Bible says that Jesus walked up to a tree, and the Bible is specific. It says, "And he answered it and said, no man shall ever eat from you again." What did the tree say? And the reason is because the people who are around there, because they didn't understand the level, the frequency of communication, they just wrote, "He answered it and said." And I'm always, you know, because when I read the Bible, some of these things confound me. Because Jesus did not say, "Tree, dry up." He said, "No man shall ever eat from you again." And the tree dried up. That means there was a communication between Jesus and the tree where the tree understood that when he says, "No man shall eat from you again, I dry up." Praise the living God. Praise the Lord. We are in a season where it is important for you to understand what lies within you, how much of it you have access to, and how you can grow it. So that when you walk into a room, let me tell you, if you are a Christian and you're in an office and you're at a certain level, anyone below you, you not only have physical influence, you have spiritual influence. Because you see, you have to stop thinking that the position you got, the colonel took you there. The same God put you there. So it's not just natural influence. It is spiritual. Anyone above you, you need to connect to a higher authority to remove. Are you getting what I'm saying? Eh? Do you know? Let me share with you something, because I've explained that the Bible says the entrance of thy word bringeth light. When light, whenever word's spoken and it enters the spirit of a man, that light there is the glory of a man. Now please, it says entrance, not hearing, not, it says entrance. The entrance of thy word bringeth light. Do you know that the Bible is written in such a way that every scripture speaks at a different frequency? And so, different scriptures affect your glory. For example, there is a scripture that says, if someone is sick, let him lay hands. Let the elders come lay hands. So, when you meditate on that scripture, your world will ensure that it becomes like that scripture. So you will fall sick and people will come. But there is a scripture that says, by his stripes you were. Once you meditate on that scripture, it's on a higher frequency than the previous one. Are you with me? That means even when you're reading the Bible, you have to be careful. You know, the other day I was with someone in town. They're opening a shop. And I was shocked to see some guys came around and they were asking in Luganda. My Luganda is bad and I don't want you to laugh. So let me just say it in English. Eh? And they were saying, so which God is backing you? You know those guys do that? They come and ask when you've opened a stall. Eh? They ask, so which God is backing you? Because everyone has their God. And you see, the world at that level would not consider them successful. But at their level, they know they need a spirit to defeat their competitor. And some Christian out there saying, just work hard. The Lord will bless the work of your hands. Someone at that level that you wouldn't possibly consider success is saying, I need a spirit. And then when he sees someone coming in, he wants to know whether this is a greater God or a lesser one. And of course, the Christian that I was with, I was like, hey, Rabbi, hey, Rabbi, these people have idols. But your God is greater. Then you come back the next day, find white things on your... Then you shift. Praise the Lord. Do you know that when you understand, the Bible says there are many fathers. Actually, it says there are many instructors, but few fathers. That's in relation to the church. But in the world, there are many spiritual fathers. Trust me. If you tracked Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson's spiritual father was a guy called James Brown. Just track, okay? Michael Jackson, in some of his interviews, he'd say, I used to spend nights watching, listening, doing everything James Brown. And I know something from him came on me. If you want to track Michael Jackson's spiritual children, you could see them. Now, listen. Chris Brown acknowledges that Michael Jackson is his greatest impact. Chris Brown. You with me? There are others. Now, the thing is this. Michael Jackson had a lot of fans. And you know when they would show those shows, you'd see some ladies crying and some people fanatic, they would run on the stage. But if you met them physically, you'd never know, you'd not see anything of Michael Jackson in them. Because fanaticism is not submission. I have to emphasize this. You can be a fanatic for a man of God. And I'm using an example. So, these guys were shouting, willing to die for Michael Jackson. But there's no spirit of Michael Jackson on them. Then you track someone. You know The Weeknd? The Weeknd acknowledges Michael Jackson. And he got the voice, but not the dance. Are you with me? There are some that side who have got the dance, but not the voice. So you can capture different parts of the same person. And someone else can be shouting the same, going to every concert, and getting absolutely nothing. Because there's a difference between fanaticism and submitting to a spirit. Each and every one of these people that we're talking about, that I've just given an example, each and every one of them, has one factor that links them to the spirit transferring to them, dedication to a craft. So, they saw someone dancing. Every night, the person is trying to practice that move is sleeping, eating. In that level, they've dedicated their heart. It's not just their mind. Their heart is connected. And the spirit just comes upon them. It's not always a person. A spirit can transfer to a person, and it's not obvious until you get close to them. So, for example, Akon acknowledges Michael Jackson as his influence. Huh? And yet, you would agree that The Weeknd would sound more like Michael Jackson than Akon. Eh? I hope I'm talking to people who actually understand the music world, because this is a strange message. Eh? But I need to bring this across because it's easier to remember. All right? That means by submitting to a spirit of a person, you can succeed. And unless someone comes close to you, it's possible for them not to see that spirit from afar. Beyonce acknowledges Michael Jackson as an influence. Now, you guys, do you know that if you studied Elon Musk, you'd know his spiritual father was Tesla? Yeah. Irrespective of the things that he says there, the spirit that was upon, what was his name? Huh? What? Nikola Tesla is upon him. Must learn to track spirits and how they operate. And so you begin to understand then that one of them capture the glory that is upon a person. You must put in the same dedication in the craft and area that God has called you. You can't just desire. You understand? Do you know how many people I tried to prophesy to and they laughed at me? Do you know that? For some who have known me for a while, until 2017, I couldn't prophesy a fly. And so I used to just sit there and tell guys, but how do you do it? Is there some mechanic around here to just receive the Spirit? But you receive the Spirit, but I sit in the same fellowship every day, nothing is happening. A man comes, says, receive. And the Bible says, the entrance of thy word bringeth light. And so you receive it, and you take the step to dedicate yourself to the craft, and the spirit becomes more potent. I can assure you that there is no glory that falls on a man by magic. None. Or laziness. Praise the Lord. None. You pursue a craft. Matthew chapter 6, 22 to 23. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. Now what he's saying here is that he's talking about your focus. Huh? 23. Then he says, but if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? That means a man's glory, a man by virtue of the absence of God, can grow his glory, and in the world it is a light, but it's actually darkness. You with me? So they have this level of influence over people, but when they go to the grave, no one knows them. Their names are whispered. No one knows them. There's a story I love. I was listening to Akon years back, and he was explaining, he's one of the biggest defenders of Michael Jackson, by the way, irrespective of the things that... He's a big defender of Michael Jackson, and they were close friends. And he tells of a story of one day when they went to a cinema together, and Michael Jackson, in broad daylight, Michael Jackson was dressed in a disguise. Akon was Akon. So as they were taking a walk in broad daylight through the cinema, a couple of kids saw Akon and ran towards him for autographs. This is in broad daylight. Meanwhile, the entire time Michael Jackson is next to him, but the kids can't recognize who he is. And so Akon said, if only these kids knew who was right next to them. He said, if they found out, the entire cinema would go crazy. Those are levels of glory. Are you understand? Because Achan is not in a disguise, but children are coming. People are seeing him. But even he knows that if Michael Jackson reveals himself, the whole cinema, a man in the natural. Actually, for Michael Jackson, it wasn't just the natural. There was a spirit behind it. But you can pursue something and men submit to your spirit wherever you go. When someone is called a king of something, king of pop, it's not just a word. In the spirit, he's a principality. Eh? Praise the Lord. In other words, he's sitting on a throne. And when he falls, that throne gets empty. When someone is called the queen of something, in the spirit, they're a principality. Praise the Lord. Eh? How many kings and queens do we have here? Not by faith. Eh? Praise the Lord. Eh? Once you learn that there is something in you that draws things, there is something in you that magnetizes things. There are things that if a man, and I'm going to teach you these things next few weeks, when a man sharpens his spirit, meditation is one way. Do you know that if you get a song, different songs come from different sources. And so, there are sources that come from a higher frequency than others. When you get that song and meditate with it, it takes you to its frequency. You're with me, eh? You're with me. Yeah? So it's not just any random, not a song can be Christian but not spiritual. Huh? Praise the Lord. And a song can be spiritual but not Christian. There are songs out there. I was listening to some songs, eh? And I know you can pick the people, you don't even know what they're saying. But you're listening and you feel the spirit behind it. Yet someone else is spending day and night trying to get the right lyrics to ensure that, you know, people catch this song. Someone else just, you can't even understand in those languages, some French songs and some Ghanaian songs, Nigerian songs. You're like, eh? And you feel your spirit going. Praise the Lord. That's because people have learned how to add spirit to what they do. Praise the living God. When the Bible says you are the light of the world, it is not being metaphorical. It is referring to the glory that resides in you. Praise the Lord. May you enter a room and people notice you. Huh? Praise the Lord. One time, there was a man. I told this story before. I went for a conference back those days when I was trying to be a motivational speaker. I don't know what happened. I don't know what I was thinking. But I tried to be a motivational speaker. And so I went to motivational conferences. And they invited two millionaires from Kenya, millionaires in dollars. And one walked in, like, hey, so this is the guy. And another even hadn't yet come into the building. But people were like, hey, it's coming. And when it came to net worth, the second one was less in net worth than the other. But one carried weight. The other was just, you know what they say, when you meet your idols, huh? Or the people you admire, some of them can disappoint you because you hear things from far. When you meet them, they don't carry as much weight as you thought they do, but they are chaps when you meet them. It's like there's something on their backs with them. Praise the Lord, because people carry weight. If you're going to be successful in this season, especially since you are Christian, no demon is going to let you just stroll along into succession. I met a lady recently. I won't look there. By the glory of her beauty, she got a car. And I said, you have learned to appropriate glory in Jesus' name. Oh my God. I said, now also, when you get some money, bring tithe to the church. Eh? Appropriate glory. But know that first spend time to understand what it is that you carry. Because before we go into things like what? Things like controlling spirits. Things like understanding that while you have a spirit, everything around you carries a form of a spirit. That you can actually get something. Job chapter 12. By the way, do you guys know that there's such a thing as a glory of a day? A day can have glory to specific people. Do you know that there's a specific day in the week when people go to witches? You know that? Huh? You didn't know that? In this country, there's a specific day in the week when traffic is the least. And I'm not joking. Okay, you go and pay attention. Wednesday. Pay attention. Because and it's not a joke. And I was telling someone that, and a man of God, a prophet, confirmed it. And it shocks you how many people are into that stuff in this city if traffic doesn't exist. And you think you can just go to Harvard and have an MBA when chaps. Because they've attributed a glory to a specific day. Huh? And they tap what they want from that day. Do you know that based on the glory that I spent time to track the dreams that I had, and I began to realize that there were specific important encounters that were linked to the glory of a day. And so, whenever I was in, let's say, fellowship on a Tuesday, that night, my dreams took on a different fashion. And I was shocked. It went 2 years back. Every dream was on a Tuesday night. Every encounter. Because there is a glory of a day. You get what I'm saying? And so once you track that, you can know when to initiate a dream. Not just on a Thursday or whatever day. You know that right after this, tonight, I need to know how to make money. You understand? And so when you go to sleep, the day, the night is backed by the glory of that day. Are you getting me? There are glories of days. People are... If you know where to go for certain things, you will know how to tap easily. You... I know I've learned with time some of them. I've had witches come to me. Interesting witches. And I find them very interesting. They very interesting. I've had witches come to me and sit down with me. And I ask them about their world, and they ask me about my world. And it's not about power, it's not about what. A person will come and say, but have you ever seen this Jesus that you believe? Because I've seen my devil. And then you see, he who believes without seeing. Eh? Then they laugh at you. Eh? Praise the Lord. Eh? May you learn to appropriate glory. Let's leave Job. Eh? We'll touch it next week. So, a number of things I want you to go home with. First, authenticity builds glory. Second, is that there's a glory that comes by a result of an entrance of a word. Okay? Third, is that their glory is attached to days. Fourth, that you can expand glory starting by a place that is your own. You can exert authority in an area that is your own. Once you start doing that, you'll be shocked at the things that can come to you. Be shocked, you'll start controlling people. When a man's glory covers a city or a country, anyone in that city or country is like a pawn. Can move like chess pieces because the word in that sphere has power. So, as you go home tonight, What is your sphere of influence? What do you move? If you're a lady and you're a single mother, the authority of that king now reverts to you. So in you is a kingship, a priesthood, a prophethood. Exact authority. Start to practice. You'll be shocked. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.